When Kathleen Windsor was young, she was called Notorious. By the time she died this week at the age of 83, she had become rich, famous, and celebrated for once being notorious. Miss Windsor wrote the 1944 novel Forever Amber. It was the original bodice ripper, as they call it in the trade, the story of young Amber St. Clair, who sleeps her way from the bottom to the top of England's 17th century class system, from barn boys to bishops to nobles and back again. She does so cheerfully, energetically, and without the cloying kind of manifest regret that authors used to ring like a bell in the last graphs to give a book what judges used to call redeeming social importance.
Adultery is not a crime,
Amber St. Clair declares.
It is an amusement.
Maybe we should let the book speak for itself.
Her honey-coloured hair fell in heavy waves below her shoulders, and as she stared up at him, her eyes, clear, speckled amber, seemed to tilt at the corners. Her brows were black and swept up in arcs, and she had thick black lashes. There was about her a kind of warm luxuriance, something immediately suggestive to the men of pleasurable fulfilment, something for which she was not responsible, but of which she was acutely conscious. It was that more than her beauty which the other girls resented. She was dressed very much as they were, and yet she was no more like them than a field flower is like a cultivated one, or a sparrow is like a golden pheasant.
Whew. Forever Amber was banned in Boston. The Attorney General of Massachusetts listed 70 references in the book to sex and 10 descriptions of naked women. He might as well have made his denunciation into a full-page ad in Life magazine. Forever Amber sold 3 million copies outside of Boston and became a national bestseller. I wrote only 2 sexy passages, Kathleen Windsor said, and my publishers took both of them out. They put ellipses instead. In those days, you could solve everything with an ellipse. When the book was made into a 1947 movie with Linda Darnell and Cornel Wilde, it was condemned by religious leaders and became wildly popular. Kathleen Windsor was a striking beauty in her own right. Her chestnut-colored hair fell in heavy waves below her shoulders, and there was about her a kind of warm luxuriance, something immediately suggestive of pleasurable fulfillment. But maybe I should put the rest into an ellipse. She was married to 4 well-known men at various times: Robert Herwig, the football running back, Artie Shaw, the bandleader, Arnold Robert Krakauer, a celebrity divorce lawyer who, in fact, used to handle her divorces, and finally Paul Porter, who founded one of the nation's largest law firms. She wrote 7 more novels, none as successful as her first, but Kathleen Windsor said she enjoyed writing and she enjoyed living. She didn't seem to put too much of her own life into an ellipse.